我们现在请苏姐妹啊上来做见证。
Now we invite Sister Swen to share her testimony.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to testify for His name.
求主的灵带领。
And may the Lord's Spirit can guide us in this testimony section.
见证真耶稣教会是得救有得救的真理。
First and foremost, I want to testify our True Jesus Church that we proclaim the truth of the Lord.
有能力。
And we also have the power.
有权柄有神迹启示的教会。
And also have the authority and also have the miracles power to testify what we preach.
见证主耶稣十多年来蒙主怜悯保守看顾引导的见证。
And so I want to testify that since I came to True Jesus Church for just 10 to 20 years, what I have experienced in my life to glorify His name.
我原来是信外教会的。
I previously belonged to other Christian denomination.
蒙主的怜悯奇妙的带领。
And because of God's special calling and also His wonderful guidance.
主借着邻居的一位真耶稣教会的姐妹
，and through my neighbors, she happened to be True Jesus Church member, her guidance.
将真耶稣教会的福音传给我
，and so she preached to me about the salvation in True Jesus Church.
大约1997年6月，我通过探讨圣经的道理
，and through 1997, the month of June, through the search of the scripture.
参加聚会得圣灵
and I also participate the church service in our True Jesus Church and also I received the Holy Spirit
七月份受洗
I was baptized in the same year of the month of July
我第一次到真耶稣教会聚会的时候我就感觉到这个真耶稣教会是有一种感觉就是像基督精兵
And the first time when I participate the True Jesus Church service, I feel that I'm part of the Christian soldiers.
因为圣经里头有讲求这个圣灵要我们要求，所以我到教会聚会的时候，我就迫切的向神求圣灵。
And because the Bible explained to us, it required us to pray for the Holy Spirit. So therefore, I used the opportunity.During the prayer time and pray for the Holy Spirit.
我就这样向神祷告，我说，我说主啊，真耶稣教会如果是圣灵是真理圣灵，那你就一定要给我。
And this is the way I pray to the Lord. Said if this is the church preach about the truth of the Holy Spirit, and so please granted me with your Holy Spirit.
然后我就。这样子迫切的祷告哦，还有我就说主啊你我不去地狱我一定要到天国去你要救我
and so therefore I earnestly pray in my fervent prayer and I also asked the Lord said I want to go to heaven instead of going to the hell
当时我很迫切的祷告大约20分钟左右，神就给我宝贵的圣灵。
And I pray very earnestly for about 20 minutes of time, and then the Lord gave me the Holy Spirit.
我得到圣灵，就这个使我终生难忘。
And this is some of the moments I'll never forget in my whole life.
当时就是全身震动，舌头跳动，圣灵就感动的就一直哭。
And so the moment I received the Holy Spirit, I had the physical vibration and also my tongue was speaking tongues. And I feel the joy of the Lord.
但心中很喜乐。
My heart was full of joy.
很像那个以赛亚书哦讲的那个腹中流住腹水江河这圣灵自从这里一直这样子自涌上来嘴巴要口要张开来就要一直祷告，很想祷告。
Just the books of Isaiah say that the Holy Spirit just like a free the flowing fountains, it just come out, gush out from my belly, and it would also help me to apply to the fervent prayer.
我就很深的体会到神的爱， 就很想一心就想哦报答主的恩典。
And during this type of prayer, I thought about all the grace of the Lord, and I want to be grateful and pay my gratitude to his wonderful grace.
当时我们教会那个时候人不多，大概只有二十多个人。哦，我们连江的教会哈。
In those days, my village 连江啊，福建啊， there's not too many members. It's about 20 to 30 members at all.
那时候我们大家在一起的时候，就很少讲世俗的是这样子世俗的话。
But when we gather together, we rarely talk about the worldly affairs.
那我们在一起就是祷告了、唱诗、读经，还有就就为主出去做主工。
Every time we gather together, we devote the time, him singing prayer, and then we also go out, to preach the gospel.
大家很同心，神的道就发展得很快。
Because everyone worked hard in one accord, and therefore, the gospel was spreading out very fast.
我们当时就刚得圣礼，就是祷告，很喜欢祷告，早晨。就祷告交托主，晚上就反省自己，感谢主。
And after I received the Holy Spirit, I really enjoy my prayer. So in the morning, I pray for the guidance of the whole day, and in the evening time, I pray and also reflect upon myself, about my daily living.
我现在先讲就是真耶稣教会，关乎得救真理的这个见证，神迹奇事。
And right now, I want to describe to you about the wonderful testimony happened in our church when I come to our Chuji Church in Fujian.
我那个那个时候是在姐妹家聚会，有一天就是聚会的时候，开始聚会，两点开始聚会。
One of the afternoon service, it was conducted in one of the sisters' home.It started at 2 p.m.
突然间就是唱诗歌唱完，然后就奉主耶稣名祷告，就有一个木刀带进来，就躺在地上去。
Once we finished the hymn singing, and also
祷告了哈
，and also we pray, and then there's one of the outsider came into the meeting, but fell down on the floor.
哦，这个这个忘记讲，就是这个见证是靠神的灵赶鬼的见证。
This is a testimony involved that how we cast out the evil spirit in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
后来躺在地上去，大家，我当时因为我们有的慕道进去不懂的，以为说这个人怎么疯人会到这里面来聚会。
Some of the outsider or just the first time comer, they didn't understand what's happening here, and they thought that how come this crazy man would come to the house of God?
那他是我们教会姐妹一个丈夫，他原来是在外教会信。
Actually, he was a believer, belonged to other denomination, and also the husband of one of the sisters in our church.
那他就是在外教会信的时候就是头痛。痛不知道痛多久，可能痛有一段时间。
And while that he belonged to other denomination, it was because due to his headache, so he came to come to that church.
他就拿钱拿到外教会去捐献，能不能叫弟兄姐妹帮他祷告头会好
？And he also contribute lots of money in asking other Christian believers to pray for him to heal his headache.
那这个头不会好了，
but his headache,
在外教会信不会好了。
His headache never been healed.
他不但不在这之前，他不但不来，还逼迫他妻子不肯他信外教会。
And then previous, before this episode, he even persecuted his wife, because his wife would not go along with him to other church.
他那一天就是他。姐妹叫几个姐妹一起带祷，就带她动员她到真耶稣教会。
But that particular day, because her wife, his wife, the sister in our church, also, mobilized our church member to specifically pray for him, and so brought him into the meeting.
所以一进去，我们刚才讲过了，就是祷唱诗一下，祷告一下，就躺下去，就魔鬼出现了。And
so that when he participated in the meeting, once we completed him singing and prayer, and suddenly he fell to the ground.
他就这个魔鬼就在躺在地上打滚。
And he was rolling on the floor.
眼睛睁得很大， 脸变成好像就嘴唇脸都黑了这样子。
His eye was wide open, and also the whole face countenance turned to dark.
后来我们就大概有20个人分成两批，10个人祷告。 十个人唱诗歌，这样轮流，因为祷告很辛苦啊， 这样一直祷告。
And because we have about 20 members together, so we divided into two groups. One of the groups was him singing, and the other group would pray, pray for him.
我们祷告就是唱那个赶魔鬼的歌。
And when we sing the hymn, we sing out the hymn about catch out the evil spirit.
有祷告两三个钟头赶不出去。
But we continue to pray for about 2 to 3 hours, but the evil spirit would not come out yet.
后来，哇，周围的邻居啊，看到我们这么大声这样子，都围来看嘛。
And because the loud voice in the hymn singing and also the prayer, it also aroused attention of the neighbors. So the neighbors all come and surround it. The house that we gathered for the meeting.
因为那个时候已经到了快5点，大家考虑大家有的家里头要煮饭啊，这样子要回去，再加上周围影响不好，那大家就商量说，不然就到这个赶魔鬼这个人自己家去赶。
And so when we started at from 2 until 5 o'clock. That we discussed maybe some of the sister had to go home and cook for dinner, and so therefore all, for those that they are still free, they will come together to this person's house and pray for him and catch out evil spirit from him.
从5点赶到8点还是赶不出去。
But we continue to pray and catch out the evil spirit until 8 o'clock, but still not come out.
他还讲我不怕你耶稣啊。
And he even said that I do not afraid of you, Jesus.
那我们赶魔鬼的时候，我们唱诗歌祷告，他就讲好痛啊，不要打了，不要打了，就这样子。
So while we are hymning, singing him and pray for him, and he will start feel physically very painful and say, please stop beating me, please.
后来那个祷告这么久赶不出去，后来大家就有一个其中有一个兄弟弟兄，他比较有经验，他说其他地方赶魔鬼，他说。 没有圣灵的，还有没有受洗的，先退出去。And
so one of the brother, he had more experience in catching out evil spirit, and he suggested among the members, pray for him. For those that haven't received the Holy Spirit or haven't been baptized in the church, please go home first.
后来就这些退出去以后，祷告半个钟头，魔鬼就赶干净了，有5头魔鬼，他说。
And so once those they haven't been baptized or received the Holy Spirit, they went home, and then we pray for that about 30 minutes, and then we were able to cast out the evil spirit.
感谢主哦，他然后就受洗归到主的名下。And
thanks the Lord that once evil spirit had been cast out, and this man also believed and also been baptized in our church ever since.
这个神迹奇事就来证明我们真耶稣教会。 圣灵的能力。
And from this testimony, we also testified the power of the Holy Spirit in our True Jesus Church.
还有见证就是神是忌血的神的这个见证。
And we also, the other testimony is involved that God is a jealous God, hate the evil.
我们邻居有个老姐妹，也是我们真耶稣教会的哈。
In my neighborhood also, there's one old sister belong to our church.
他受洗3年了，就很迫切得到圣灵，得不到圣灵。
She had been baptized 3 years, but she also fervently prayed for the Holy Spirit, but haven't received the Holy Spirit yet.
后来他就有一件事情，他说他很担心是不是这样的事情，他跟我们讲，他说他亲手做的有个迷信，那个迷信的牌位在他西户房间，还有一个什么迷信的布。
She told us that maybe there's one of the hidden things in her daughters-in-law involves some of the superstitious object inside the house.
当时我们也不知道是这个原因。 后来他媳妇刚刚好，神让他借这个房子拿去装修，把这些东西从他房间，本来是放在他媳妇房间，他是没办法出，神也知道了。And
but the Lord know that about this, and so that once her daughter-in-law want to sell the property to the house, and so she had to move a lot of stuff out of the hidden place, and so that object also had been put into the living room.
那他那天晚上聚会有那天晚上就跟我们讲，他说，哎，我媳妇家装修啊，把这些东西都扔在大厅上，跟垃圾堆一样。我是不是跟媳妇讲一下这些东西给他除掉
？And so she told us that last night, that nice evening during the service time, said that since that my sister, my daughter-in-law have moved all those hidden things, and right now it's kind of piled up in the living room, would I talk to her and so she can remove those superstitious objects.
然后我们就跟她讲，你不要跟你媳妇讲，也要智慧呀。And we
told her that you don't have to talk with your daughter-in-law, you got to have a spiritual wisdom.
后来第二天早晨，她就准备不告诉她媳妇自己去除，她就天快亮的时候就祷告主耶稣。 他说我你带领我去除这个把它除掉。
So next morning she prayed to the Lord and then she also took the courage to take out the superstitious object and remove it away.
感谢主，他就这样祷告，还没有去除这个，主耶稣都知道了，就马上给他圣礼。
And that's the way that she have removed those superstitious objects, and the Lord listened to her and also gave her the Holy Spirit.
有个年轻的姐妹也是这样哈。And
there's also younger sister also the same thing.
她得到圣灵受洗的。She
received the Holy Spirit and also be baptized.
把米信的香放在外面。And
put one of the superstitious things outside.
那有邻居过去，他说什么东西扔在这里啊？他说啊，我不要的，你拿去吧。And
so the neighbors was inquired about this thing said. And she said, well, I don't want this stuff, but if you want it, you can take it with you.
后来她这样子讲一下，她圣灵就没有了。But
when she said that, she lost the Holy Spirit.
这两个见证都是讲到主耶稣神是圣灵是圣洁的神。So
these two testimonies also testify to us that the God we believe is a holy God. He's jealous about the evil things.
还有见证就是说，我们教会受洗有水、血和圣灵三样做见证。And
I also want to testify to you that in our church, when we perform the water baptism, we saw the three elements, which the blood and also water and also have the Holy Spirit as a witness.
我们教会有一个弟兄，他以前还没有受洗之前，他本来要来美国，后来走半路他走不成功就回去。
We have a brother. He was preparing on the way to come to the U.S., but he was not able to take the trip, and so he returned back to the village.
那刚好他那个岳母一家去受洗，他跟去看。And
because that her mother-in-law, the whole family went to the baptism, and he also followed them and witnessed the baptism.
他就看见这个受洗这一群血。
And when the church performed the baptism in the baptism site, he witnessed the blood in the water.
他这个人是杀猪的，他很高大的人，就跪下来哭了。
He is a butcher. He is a butcher, sell the meat. And when he saw the blood in the water, he was so moved, and so he kneeled down and he cried out loud.
所以这个见证，我们真耶稣教会。 是要有圣灵的人受洗。
And so that it, from this testimony also said witness that in our true Jesus church when we perform the water baptism and it's always that the Holy Spirit share as a witness
才有受洗的功效。
And that's why that we say that our water baptism was effective.
那我现在讲我自己哦 这个主给我恩典的见证。
And now I want to talk about my personal testimony, how the Lord guide me with all His grace.
有一次，有一天就是大概在九八年的时候，九八年四月份有一天，那个一个邻居这个姐妹在楼下，在我家的楼下叫我。
It was in April 1998,
大概九八大约。
1998, April, one of my neighbors was calling me.
那他叫我的名字说要不要到一个地方去跟外教会一个老弟兄传福音。
She was calling my name and asked me that whether I wanted to accompany with her to witness to the old members belong to other church other denomination.
我当时他叫的时候，我是躺在床铺上，因为昏思痛。
When she was calling me, I was lying down on bed because of arthritis.
我昏思痛已经好几年了，就是四月份的时候是特别厉害。
And I have this rheumatism, the rheumatoid arthritis.And sometimes very, very painful, very severe, especially in the months of the April.
以前每一年都要打那个青霉素，都要打半个月。
And sometimes I even require to have the injection of the steroid, and I will continue to have this steroid injection for at least about half months.
当他在下面叫我去说要去做主工，我就不敢讲我生病，我怕他等下就说你不要去，那我就没讲，就从楼上。楼梯一步一步这样子，慢慢的一步一步走下来。
And so when this sister, also our church member, calling me, to accompany her for this holy work, even I was laying down on bed, but I left my bed and I slowly I came down from the stairs and to meet her downstairs because I would not refuse to go with her to witness for someone.
后来我。走下来的时候就坐单车跟他一起要到大概要坐单车要坐六七华里的地方去传福音。
And so that we have to ride our bike and have to be travel for about six or seven miles away.
然后这个老弟兄他把这个我们把这个福音传他很高兴，他说我从来都没有听见这个什么圣灵，我信了几十年了。都没有这个道理啦，他很高兴。
So, when we both witnessed to this old the old person, he was very touched. He said that I have believed in the Lord in this church for so long, but I never heard about such a wonderful testimony and also about the Holy Spirit.
然后我们就回家，坐单车回家。
And so once we witnessed to him, that we also took the bike home.
那我家是二楼，我上去就这样子，很轻松上去，跑上去，哎，我什么好了，就这样子，就好几年很严重的风湿病就这样好了。
And so when I
就这样好了。
After I returned home, I was able to climb up the stairs without any pain and went up upstairs. And so I feel that all my the years of suffering of the rheumatoid arthritis right now have been healed.
真的是。意想不到，不是说啊，为了医治这，是主耶稣不但给我们这个肉体上的这个恩典，使我就是在属灵方面哦更有体会神是又真又活的神。
And so that through this experience, that I personally feel that once that we want to witness to other other person and all to evangelize the gospel and God also give me the chance to heal my ears of the rheumatoid arthritis, the pain.
还有一次也是做主工，主也是给我很大恩典。
And also that's also the other episode that God also gave me a lot of blessing when I was engaged in the evangelical work.
那是我孙女路亚。他三个月的时候从美国抱回去我帮他带。
And it's involved with my granddaughter, Luya, that she, She was born in U.S., but then she was sent back to China, and I had to babysit her in China.
我也是带路亚，也是为了她以后能够在主里面，因为我们家庭有信主，那是很辛苦带孩子。And
so I babysit my granddaughter and hope that, in the future, she would be raised up in a good Christian family.
但是她三个月回去的时候，眼睛啊，就是有点红啊，那个时候只有红。After
she stayed in the U.S. for 3 months, when she returned to China, I noticed my granddaughter have the red eye, the pink eye.
然后，慢慢的到五个月的时候，就是一天天不断的，就是一直增加这个眼睛的这个。
But when I observed the situation, it's getting worse because there's inflammation going on and also have the water accumulation, the edema, also surrounded the eye area.
到福州最高最好的这个医院，眼科主任都看了，药滴了都没用。
So we sent her to the best the eye clinic in my hometown, but still not available.
他当时的症状就是眼睛红红的肿很厉害，眼睛变很小了。And
because the inflammation is getting bigger and bigger, so the eye socket getting smaller and smaller.
并且呢，那个眼泪呀，黄黄的，眼睛闭起来都张不开了，很多那个黄黄的那个眼屎。And
there's a lot of tear duct deposit also coming up.
后来过到这边也开始了，我说完了，就很害怕。And
it's also spread to the side of the head, and so when I look at it, I was very panic.
然后我就赶紧交代几个聚会点帮路亚祷告。And
so I summoned the prayer points in our village to start to pray for her.
那刚好那几天教会安排我做圣工，连续3天。And
so in that week, also church arranged me for 3 days. To get involved in the holy work in our area.
最后那天是帮教会煮饭，那个全县宗教小孩子煮饭。And
so the last week I had to cook for the whole village of the religious education of our True Jesus Church.
那天本来说只有6-7个人。
In the beginning they say only like 6 or 7 people show up.
后来突然到了，已经我要出去那个去买菜了。 他路上通知我，他说30几个人。
But when I was on my bike to the market to buy the items, and they told me that it's going to be more than 30.
因为那天啊，我们家是住在新村8楼，原来是电梯，又没有电，那叫我先生把单车8层砍下去。And
so we live in about 7-8 up the stories high. And that day
又下很大的雨。
Out of electricity, so I have.
那我先生又交代我，我今天要去应酬，你要早点回来，12点就要回来，我就答应，那我就去买菜。So
I asked my husband to carry the bike along the stairs, and my husband keeps insisting that he have some engagement. He had to go along with the co-worker, have some kind of engagement. And so I have to do all the things by myself.
因为本来7-8个人只要我一个人煮啊，我时间安排好了。那突然间增加这么多，又下雨，那我怎么我再去打电话给别人，都没有时间打电话了。打了等下，比如讲8点，等下9点都还没有去找买菜，那完了这么多人吃饭，我怎么办？
Because suddenly increase with so many people that and I have to be alone, and so even if I call up someone for help. Still not be useful, so I still have to try my best to cover the cooking for more than 30 people.
那我也没有空打电话，就自己赶紧在一路上想买什么菜，什么赶一到市场抓一下，雨又下很大，那个单车又怕没有风，等下半路上那个爆掉煤气了又怎么办？那我就祷告了。
And so it was raining very hard, and I was carrying a lot of items when I was riding the bike. But I still had to be reach to the place and cook a meal on time, and with nothing else to help me, so I started to pray.
后来到教会，一个姐妹帮我煮一下 刚好十二点，菜煮差不多了，我先生就打电话过来，你怎么搞还不回来啊？
And so at about 12 o'clock, one of the sisters helped me to cook the meal. But my husband also called me and said, it's about 12 o'clock, my time to go to my engagement. How come you still not home yet?
后来我就把这些菜交给其他的呢，煮差不多，我就赶紧跑。我交代我先生林牧阳，就拿一个车哦，给他绑好，他在睡觉，你跟他靠到墙壁，墙壁有一个土，就让他醒的时候会看土。我马上就来，你先走，我就这样交代。
And why I was so busy, I told my husband to look after Luya, and there's some pictures. So if she woke up, she can look at the pictures.
那当时就拼命跑。到楼梯，因为没有电，跑到八层去，跑上去。
And when I reach home, there's no electricity, so I have to carry the bike going up eight stories high.
因为当时走的时候是没电嘛，是不是？那个电吹忘记了插在里面，好在回来以后这个电才来，不然的话那个电吹声音很响，在路牙旁边会惊吓。感谢主啊，回来十几分钟电才来。
And because it was out of electricity, that although that we have those the fan blower to dry up the hair, plug it in, but we are out of electricity, so the fan blower wasn't working. And so when I reached home, and then suddenly everything's coming back to the normal situation.
那路亚就醒了，眼睛睁开来，好了。
But when Lu Ya woke up. And opened up eyes, it seems like she was completely healed.
就这样子好了，一点都没有留下这个。
Just complete healed.
真的是意想不到。
This is even unexpectedly that something that we are so grateful to God's grace.
做主公事没有落空，主耶稣都在都知道。
So my conclusion is very easy. Once you work for the holy work, God will help you in every situation.
那个还有一次就加勒啊，加勒他这个有这个先天这个盆门发育不好，就会很会东西，很容易不小心全部吐得干干净净。
And also my grandson, Caleb, that he have some kind of physical ailment, and so it's very easy for him to vomit out the things that he ate.
那有一次大概有一岁多了，就吐得很厉害，就不是说好像跟英特讲吐了不会止，吐又再吐，就是一直不会止的吐。
And so when he was reached 1 year old, and suddenly he had this kind of vomiting, you know, just once in a while, it's just continuous vomiting, never stop.
因为没东西吐了，就脸色一下子刷下来白的，嘴唇也白的，脸跟那个好像跟血气都没有，汗冷汗都出来了。
So he pretty much vomited out everything in his stomach until nothing left, and then suddenly that his face looks very very pale, and he looked very fragile, very weak.
当时在我家邻居有两三个，赶紧报医，赶紧报医。
My neighbors alerted me to send him to the hospital immediately.
我心里很清楚，这样子报医院就完了。
I was very clear with myself that if we even send him to the hospital, he probably would just die.
因为他这个是不住的吐这样子，你再吐几下受不了的。
Because he continues vomiting and he was so dehydrated, almost like that there's no any breath left.
特别中国医生啊，还要给你检查啊什么啊，他没有给你一下子那认为你有没有吃什么东西什么，他不会相信你说的话了。
Even because the Chinese doctor would not believe even what you say.
当时我就马上跪下来，祷告主。
So immediately I thought about I have to kneel down and pray.
感谢主耶稣给我很平静安稳的心。
And thanks to the Lord God gave me a very peaceful heart.
因为我以前见证多了，我知道了这个时候主耶稣一定会像以前这样子保护。
Because I have personally experienced a lot of wonderful miracles in the past, so this time I know that if I kneel down and pray, God would listen to my prayer.
主耶稣真的是生命的保障。
Because God is a protection of our life.
我就这样祷告，主耶稣啊，你快救加勒啊，加勒也是你的孩子啊。
And so I cried out to the Lord, say, help Caleb, because Caleb's also he was one of your children.
马上，加勒就睡了。
And then suddenly, Caleb went to sleep.
一睡，马上气色全部转了。
And when he get to sleep, and then the face started turning from pale to the normal color.
真的是感谢主。
And really thanks God.
其实我们都做得很不够，主耶稣给我们恩典太多了。
Because there's so much that God has done for us due to His wonderful grace.
还有一次就是，第二等到过两年，加勒宝回来，哦，眼睛也是这样子。
Two years later, Caleb was sent back from U.S. to China and also had the same episode as.
我就告诉越南，我就告诉越南，你不要看，你就祷告，路亚比你比这个加勒当时。严重的十倍。
And I told my my daughter say don't be panic because that your daughter even have worse eye situation than Caleb.
那当时越南就听我的话。
And my daughter 越南 listen to my prayer, listen to my word.
就到聚会点去祷告，早晨很早起来，
so、
很冷天气，中国。
She woke up early in the morning in a cold morning.And she went to pray in our church, the meeting place, early in the morning.
后来祷告三四天，加勒眼睛也好了。
And after three, four days prayer, the fervent prayer, Caleb's eye disease was healed.
这感谢主，那越南亲身体会到。
This is something越南 my daughter have personal experience about this miracle.
这个属灵的恩典是更大的。
But there's even better the spiritual blessing of God.
还有就是我自己，还有吃这个吃鱼的见证。
I also my testimony about that one time I was eating one kind of fish.
河豚鱼大家知道。
It's a puffer fish.
河豚鱼是一种它内脏可以提炼这个做药啊，是剧毒，是有毒的鱼。
In China, they use the puffer fish.To make one of the very toxic type of medication.
有些人是吃了会，就是有发现报纸上登，有人吃了，一家人有的都死了。
And the newspaper even described the episode that the whole family once they eat the puffer fish, the whole family they die.
但是中国人很喜欢吃这个鱼，都有人买这个鱼吃。
But the Chinese people we like to enjoy eating this kind of puffer fish.
主要就是要把内脏弄清楚就没问题。
But if you clean up all the intestine, then you probably be okay.
那我那天是买了两头，我先生也不在家，好在他不在家，他没有信主，他没有吃。是我吃了。那。
And so my husband bought two puffer fish. He wasn't a believer in those days, but I myself eat these two puffer fish.
我拿回家的时候杀了，就发现哈、哦，他那个胆，因为。主要是内脏胆拿掉本来是没问题，那个胆呢会贴在那个鱼肚，有绿色的，眼睛会看到那个鱼肚有绿绿的颜色嘛，我们经常杀鱼这样子哈。
Yeah, but if you clean up the intestine, clearly, or even the gallbladder part, which is also kind of green color, remove them completely, then probably okay.
因为我当时没有想到这个这么。这个鱼肚这样子是这么严重。
I wasn't thinking, you know, it would be so serious.
我就用那个手啊，用把那个绿色的用手给它刮掉，没有给它切掉。
I use my hand to scrub away the green part, which is the gallbladder part of the fish, the puffer fish.
其实刮的时候眼睛看不见了，但是可能总是。就是说里面还有没干净。
Instead of really clean up using knife, I was just kind of rubbing away. So there's something still left over in that intestinal area.
那我
I didn't clean it up.
那我晚上就我自己一个人就这个鱼吃了好有吃了三分之一这样子。
And so during the dinner time, I ate about one third of the puffer fish.
那症状呢？本来不是这种症状，那主耶稣就让我肚子痛。
Then I suddenly experienced a very, you know, the stomach pain after I ate this puffer fish.
痛得很厉害.
It was very severe pain.
哦，我有一个意念，马上反应，可能是这个中毒了.
And I suddenly it just dawned on me that I might be being poisoned because of this puffer fish.
那我就把它吐掉.
And so I vomit out the fish that I ate.
吐掉还是会痛.
But I still feel the pain.
还有我就拿那开水壶，刚好有那个温的开水、热的，我就给它洗胃，我就需要那个洗胃，就给它吃进去，然后给它抠出来吐掉。洗你自己的胃。啊，是我自己的胃。对。And
so I opened up the hot water in my thermostat, and I want to kind of clean up my own stomach by drinking those hot water.
但是我又怀疑是不是这个中毒到底啊？
But I was kind of suspicious whether I caused this being poisoned because of this puffer fish.
那我就跪下来祷告主耶稣。
But no matter what, I kneel down and pray.
当时有一个姐妹就等我一起去聚会。
One of the sisters was waiting for me to go to the church service.
她跟我一起祷告。
And so she also accompanied me and also prayed together.
我就这样子跟神祷告，我说主啊，如果是这个中毒了，我把这个开水喝进去。 我不要去空，你让它自己涌上来，我就吐掉。
And so I pray the Lord that please help me because I'm going to drink this hot water from the thermostat, and once I drink it, then help me to vomit out those intestine that I didn't clean away from this puffer fish.
然后我就这样子喝了开水，祷告一下，这个水呀，因为水比胃里面热。 就这样子，热热热热热到嘴巴就给它吐掉。
And so I pray my heart and then drink this hot water, and then suddenly I feel the heart, the hotness is kind of raised up and then help me to vomit out those fish in my stomach.
主耶稣就让我体会是河豚鱼中毒。
And so the answer is very clear. The Lord showed me that I was poison because it's puffer fish.
然后把整壶的水都洗干净了，就不会很痛了，就去聚会。
And
你的胃都洗干净，不行。
And so I cleaned out all my stomach, the intestine and stomach, and then I was fully recovered. So I went on to the church meeting.
然后那个刚刚好到聚会门口，那个姐妹啊，就给我一杯茶喝，我喝下去。 后来吐出来，就一点鱼的味道都没有了，我就放心聚会。
And so that once we arrived in the meeting place, the church sister also served me a cup of tea. And once I drink the tea, I also vomit out the rest of the stuff. And then after that, I was completely recovered.
然后呢，坐下来聚会，一坐下聚会，那主耶稣又让我体会，就是。 从肚子这一段到大腿这一段，这个分界线很明显，这一段臂，好像那个分打那个单车里面车那个胀起来那种，非常胀这种，就这一段感觉，就一胀胀很厉害。会胀着，会胀着感觉。哎，不是脚胀的那个胀。会胀，肚子会胀起来。啊，so
during the prayer that the our Lord Jesus also helped me to feel that kind of sensation, seems like something was, was really filled my all my stomach, my intestine area.
真的，主耶稣是我让我体会到他的爱。
And so the Lord helped me to experience His love for me.
神的眼目是不困倦，他会看顾自己的子民。
God's eyesight never get tired. He always watch over us.
感谢主。那还有一个见证就是说。 当时啊，我有一天，我去聚会，就这个痛的肚子也是痛得很厉害。
One time that I went to the church meeting, and I feel also very painful for my inner part.
痛的就是这个冷汗冒出来，手脚都冰冷。
And I start sweating, and also feel dumbness in my hands and.
那教会弟兄姐妹说，赶紧到医院去。
The church brothers and sisters suggested me to go to the hospital right away.
我就不去。
But I refuse to go.
因为我怕到医院去，半夜他给我弄错药，我等下在家里不会死，到医院等下死在医院。
And because I thought about if I was sent to the hospital, and they treated me wrongly, and then instead of suffer at my home, I probably even die in the hospital.
因为我在我姐姐医院看见有一个人吃妇女吃农药。啊，不要讲。
就是你继续讲你的见证就好了。
这个就是啊，
对对，
那我就怕他，因为他那个用
误诊就是
了，误诊啊，
误诊
啊，所以当场就死掉了。
Because I witnessed someone have been mistreated in the clinic in the hospital and even died in the hospital.
所以我就回去，那个有个姐妹跟我一起回去，就帮我带祷。
And then one of the sisters accompanied with me also went home with me and prayed for me.
我起先是不知道是胆囊炎结石。
In the beginning, I didn't even realize I have the gallbladder stone.
痛得一直叫，喉咙都叫破了。
But it was so painful. I keep praying hallelujah until I was pretty much dry in my throat.
那我先生在楼上说睡觉，他以为我好了，我是。没有大叫，就自己叫哈利路亚，然后半个钟头就睡了。
My husband was upstairs, and he thought that maybe I was recovered from this pain, but actually I was so exhausted, and then I went to sleep.
所以那这个姐妹也走了。到第二天早晨，那八点，差不多是八点。
And the sister accompanied me also went home, and so I slept until about 8 o'clock early in the morning. Next
太阳晒在我床铺里面，我就醒了。醒的时候就是这里的痛啊，好像一把刀插在这里。
I was exposed to the sunlight. I feel the pain just piercing, just like a knife had been pierced through my gallbladder area.
如果不是主耶稣看顾，根本是不可能会睡下去。
It was so piercing pain, so unless the Lord helped me to rest and sleep, I was not be able to get any sleep at all.
后来到医院去，他说要拿去拍片一下，我说不行了，我实在太痛，止痛针先打一下。
When I went to the hospital, they want to take a photography first, and I said, give me some dummy shot first because I was not able to withstand such a piercing pain anymore.
然后止痛针打一针不行，又打一针还是不行。
So they give me two shots and still feel pain.
后来就挂瓶消炎，拍片一下才知道，他说你胆囊很厉害，起码有七八年了，胆囊炎。
And so finally,
胆都看不见了。
Yeah, they gave me the IV and also took the pictures, and they told me that I have this gallbladder stone, which had been deposited in my gallbladder area for about 7 or 8 years long.
感谢主保守看顾，从那时候开始到现在十几年哈，后来都没有痛，就去年回去把手术做掉了。
And thanks the Lord for His continuous protection, about 7 or 8 years long, such a long period of time I didn't feel any pain until last year I went back to China, and they operate on me, in surgical removal, remove away those gallbladder stone.
其实本来是不要做，我怕美国这里看病不方便，所以给他很顺利，感谢主。
And previously I didn't even want to prepare for this surgery, but because I had the chance to go back to China, and there's no any cost on me, so I let them to operate on me and remove this the stone away from my gallbladder.
感谢主哈、哦，主这次安排我讲见证，我回顾自己的信仰。
Thanks the Lord that God gave me this opportunity to share my testimony, and so I can reflect by myself about my spiritual journey.
我感觉到我们的信仰真的是没有起初的信心。
I feel that.
很亏欠神。
That we cannot insist on our initial faith. Therefore, we are fall short of the glory of God.
对照以前的信仰。太亏欠神，不配做神的儿女。
Compared with the initial faith that we have in the beginning of our belief, seems like that we have fallen short of the glory of God.
求主赦免我们的软弱和亏欠。
May the Lord forgive us and also help us in our shortcomings.
今后的道路求主带领。
We also pray the Lord will continue to guide our spiritual journey from now on. And this is the end of my testimony.
感谢主的恩典，他讲得很详细。
Thanks the Lord for God's wonderful grace. Our sister described her testimony in all the details.
让大家都听得清楚，听得明白。
And so everyone can understand what she say, and also very clearly to get the points.
更感谢主的是，她时间控制得很好。
And also thanks the Lord that she also have a very good time control.
是，我们现在时间到了。
And so, but just the time is up.
我们默祷休息。
We would have a silence prayer and we'll have a break time.